Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Hello!
Good morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
The show is Being Here.
And today we're going to talk about instantaneous transformation.
Have you noticed it yet?
We finish each other's sentences?
We do. Gotta let you know up front. Makes it more fun when you listen if you know to expect it.
Otherwise, you think that we're rude, crude, and maybe even obscene.
All right. I hope not.
Later. Later for that.
Okay, good. It's a deal. Instantaneous transformation.
Okay, let's see. What do we want to talk about? First thing we should talk about is listening. Now, you may think you've heard this before, so you might just tune out for this part.
Aha! Uh-huh.
But that's not listening.
And don't forget, the show is called Being Here.
And here's the other thing. This moment of now is the only moment you have in your life.
Not last week, not yesterday, and not tomorrow. Right now, this moment.
This is it. Mm-hmm. So, if you're not listening, you'll miss. Because we'll be talking about something that you may not have heard.
It was really interesting for us on Monday night. We do a Monday Night Alive in New York City. And we've done thousands of them because, mind you, we've been leading courses for 20 years and most of them have been in New York. And we were talking about listening and really listening on Monday. And something really happened where people who'd come many, many times discovered a whole new level
of listening.
Mm-hmm. Where what happened is people started to engage, not through our agendas.
See, most of us listen through our agendas. We listen. So if your agenda in listening to this radio show is to fix yourself or get better, then you're going to listen to those things that seem to apply to fixing yourself or getting better. And anything we say about other things, like listening, for instance, well, you can disregard that because it's not really important from the agenda's point of view.
So if you're trying to get a job, or you're looking to fix up your relationship, or you're having difficulty with your children, your ears are going to perk up if we're moving on to that topic, and you will tend to drift if we're not addressing that topic. And what we're suggesting
is that everything that we say on this program is pertinent to your life in this moment, because this is your life in this moment, and it is unfolding. Your life is showing up in each moment, moment to moment, and it's new if you're there for it. And if you're not,
it's same old, same old. More of the same.
So listening, not to see whether you agree with what's being said or already know this. Listening, not to see if you disagree with what's being said or you don't like our word choices. Because all of that takes you out of the moment. How about just listening to hear what's being said from the point of view of the person speaking?
And it's not just Shai and I today who will be speaking. We have a very, very exciting, lovely, successful guest on our show today. We'll be coming in the next segment. Marie Forleo will be giving you more of her credentials later, and they are impressive, and we're excited she'll be joining us. But right now we're going to continue to set up the framework for you
to get the most out of this radio show that you're listening to today.
Experience instantaneous transformation
today. Your life on the show.
Why not?
You see, if it doesn't happen in an instant, it isn't going to happen.
You know, one of the very interesting things about transformation,
I think I need to explain that.
What, please?
Well, see, life shows up in each instant.
Right.
And if it's not showing up in the instant, it's not showing up. So if you're thinking of over time working on yourself to have transformation in your life, that's not the way transformation works. That's the way change works.
Correct. Instantaneous transformation happens in an instant, and it's also cumulative over time.
That's good.
You get centered in yourself, the more you have the possibility of being centered regardless of the circumstances. For instance, Susan, bless you, Susan, she produces this show. She also works for Bear Stearns.
And as you heard the news lately, Bear Stearns has gone through some really radical decline and was taken over by
J.P. Morgan. On Monday. And it was exciting to see her Monday night because she was so alive and centered.
And enthusiastic about her life, even though the circumstances have been tumultuous.
And part of what supported her was, aside from having spent many years grounding herself in the moment, she went in on Monday and said to her supervisor, "What can I do? How can I help? What do you want me to get done?" So it wasn't about standing around disagreeing and complaining with what is, which is the beginning of the three principles of instantaneous transformation. What you resist persists, grows stronger, takes longer, dominates your life.
And that's the first principle of instantaneous transformation.
By the way, anything you're complaining about, you're resisting.
Right. Anything you disagree with in any way, you're actually perpetuating via your disagreement.
I mean, obviously, we'll take Susan as an example. Susan would not have preferred that their stock went from in the 80s down to $2 a share. She would not have preferred,
Over the weekend,
she would not have preferred the circumstances to show up as they did. But your preferences often have absolutely nothing to do with reality. And holding on to your preferences, being right about your preferences, resisting what is, does nothing but cause you pain. So what you resist persists, grows stronger,
dominates your life, and causes you pain. Okay, that's the first principle of instantaneous transformation.
Correct. Second principle.
No two things can occupy the same moment at the same time. So in this moment of now, you can only be exactly as you are. That means you can be sitting if you're sitting, standing if you're standing, having the thoughts you're having, the body sensations, the physical well-being as in health and your state of health, your life circumstances, the job, the family, everything. It's all exactly as it can only be in this moment. And the moment is like that. It goes right by. So in each moment, you can only be exactly as you are. Now, interestingly enough, people complain about their life circumstances, but they cannot be different, and complaining about it, as we just mentioned, first principle, is resisting it, and that causes it to perpetuate and continue. So, second principle, you can only be exactly as you are in any moment of now. So I have a question. 1 minute ago, could you have been different than you were a minute ago?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
There's no possibility I could have been any other place, for instance, than in the room I am currently in, because that's where I was and that's where I am.
And then if that is the case, mm-hmm. your life could only have unfolded exactly as it did, because this moment is perfect. It's not changeable, so therefore it is existent as a perfect moment of now. Every moment of your life has been a perfect moment of that moment of now, so your life could only have unfolded as it did. Could have only married me, young lady.
Ah, isn't that the best?
Isn't that?
But, you know, lots of times people have in their life ideas of things that they would prefer to have done differently. Marrying you is certainly not one of them for me. I am thrilled that we're in the relationship we're in and that I've made the choices that I have. But lots of times people have the what-ifs, could-haves, should-haves. But if you take a look at transformation, your life through a transformational framework rather than a change, a psychological framework where you analyze your choices and you say, what if, and I should have, and I could have, where you work on yourself and you pick on yourself.
That's not our style.
No. If you just take a look at what is, not your
judging what you discover.
Correct.
Then your life transforms and those circumstances transform. And that's the third principle of instantaneous transformation, that anything that you see and allow to be exactly as it is, that means you're not judging it, wishing it to be different than it is, but exactly as it is, will complete itself the moment you see it if you don't judge it or resist it.
I like
that. Amazing?
Mm-hmm.
That's an amazing idea.
Now, interesting, you have to know something. Completing it does not necessarily change the circumstances. I mean, sometimes it absolutely does, but if we go back to Susan as an example, her not resisting what is does not suddenly bring the stock of Bear Stearn back up to what she would have preferred, or it allows you to interact with your environment as it's showing up in this manner, showing up in this moment in a way that's appropriate and that is not confrontational, that is supportive to you. So instantaneous transformation is a byproduct of being in the moment, of being
here.
So we're going to take a break now. We'll come back. We'll talk more with Marie. And when we come back, come on back and don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, instantaneous transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
The law of attraction is very much in today's public awareness. In reality, it is not a new concept. Join Liana Carbone for Living Wisdom, the Art of Shamanism and Spirituality. Discover the roots of the law of attraction and go beyond its theories to manifest a life of balance and prosperity. Living Wisdom can be heard each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Come join us to dream, learn, and heal.
The last great frontier is the magnificent mystery of the mind. Abundant evidence demonstrates that we have far more talents than we realize, and that our minds are exceptional instruments we can learn to use more fully, just as we'd learn to play a piano or a clarinet. Tune in to The Music of Your Mind, Living the Extraordinary, Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network, and learn more about how you can hear the wonderful music of your mind.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hi, welcome back. So we're talking today about instantaneous transformation. And instantaneous transformation is a radically new idea where you don't have to work on yourself to have powerful transformational shifts take place in your life, where just by becoming aware, and our definition of awareness is a non-judgmental seeing of what is, just by becoming aware of how you're interacting with your life, that is enough for your life to transform. If you don't work on yourself, that's pretty radical. You know, no therapy, no years and years of working on yourself to reach a state of well-being. It can happen in an instant, right now.
By the way, it doesn't matter what your vocation is, what you do in your life. You can take transformation, a transformational approach, share it with other people. Our guest today, Marie Forleo, is one of the youngest and most diversely successful female entrepreneurs today. And one of the things we give her amazing, massive credit for is there came a place where she knew what she was doing was very effective for others, but she knew there was a whole other level of possibility for herself and for her clients, and she stopped coaching for a brief period of time. This is years ago, mind you, and she retooled herself, and she discovered the magic of transformation, which she has now infused into everything she does. She's an internationally recognized author, speaker, fitness personality, dance choreographer, and life coach. Her mission is to teach others simple and easy strategies to radically transform their wealth and well-being. How great is that? Marie is also a Fox News online life coach and relationship expert. You impressed yet? Wait, there's more. She is the author of Make Every Man Want You or Make Yours Want You More, How to Be So Irresistible You Barely Keep From Dating Yourself. And she has a new book coming out in May. We're very excited about it. You can pre-buy it on Amazon. She's appeared in the New York Times, Shape Magazine, Positive Thinking, et cetera, lots of different things. She has worked with lots of companies like MTV, Self, Women's Health, etc. Without any further ado, let's welcome Marie Forleo to our show. Hey, Marie.
Hi.
It's kind of like, Marie. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Excellent. So we have a caller on the line also, but we're going to speak with you for a little bit, and then we will take a question from Nikki in Missouri, not quite yet, and what we'll do is we'll see if Nikki has a question for you or for us once we get started with you. So, question for you, how has the transformational approach and instantaneous transformation impacted you or your clients?
Well, just to let you guys know and everyone who's listening, transformation has made and just continues to make such profound difference in my life. You know, Arielle, you were talking about it just a moment ago. I think it was about 7 years ago now. You know, I was life coaching and my clients were getting results, but there was something in me that felt bad. I felt like I had this fraud factor because, you know, I studied all these materials and everything was, you know, it's very goal-oriented.
What factor?
It was
a fraud factor? I thought you said frog for a minute, Remy. You felt somewhat fraudulent?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I just didn't understand it, and I figured if I couldn't understand you, there's probably others out there who didn't hear it either.
Yeah. So that fraud factor, which for me felt like, here I am supporting people in their lives and doing the very best that I could, but inside I felt like, well, my life doesn't feel as satisfying as I have at least the idea that it could be. I just felt like there was a missing link. There was something that I haven't discovered yet, and so I felt like a bit of a fraud, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. I think that was a real jumping off point for us prior to transformation, where we recognized that what we were living or teaching or looking at were all systems, but somewhere we were missing in there. And we went on a journey and discovered ourselves.
Yeah. And, you know, I remember receiving a copy of your book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work. And I, first of all, I loved the title. I thought, I started cracking up the moment that I saw it. And the reason I was laughing so hard, because in my mind I thought, oh my God, I just spent like the past, you know, 3 years and this investment of time and energy, like learning not only how to work on other people, do you know what I mean, but get paid to work on other people. So I thought the title of the book was brilliant. And when I opened it up, you know, I read it in one sitting. I could not put it down. And something inside of me just said, this is the real deal. And it was like an intuitive, it was like a realigning in myself where I just knew that this was the missing link that I had been looking for.
Well, I think you've identified something about transformation that is really key, and that is it includes all parts of you, not just your knowledge base, not just what you've learned, but that intuitive part of you that knows something without having the knowledge yet to prove it.
Yeah. And, you know, so I remember having the benefit of living in New York City that I knew you guys did Monday night evenings, and I got there as quickly as I could. And after just sitting in one Monday night with you guys, I knew. I can even remember coming up to you after the evening going, oh, my God, this is what I've been looking for. You know, I coach clients, and this is the only thing that I want to teach moving forward. I want to learn this. I want to live this. I want to make this a part of my life.
And well, see if you can articulate what the this is. If I'm listening, a listener here for the first time, what is the this that you discovered that hopefully they're looking for in themselves as well?
Well, the this that I discovered was the fact that I was actually okay as I was, and that I didn't need to fix myself, to process, to work on myself. The way that you guys spoke about the voice in my head or the voice in the head and the three principles, there was something that happened in me. As I listened to it, I felt relaxed. And I also, like, there was a ring of truth that I don't know how to articulate it better than that, but after all the other approaches that I had studied and every other book that I read and different workshops that I had taken, I'd never felt that sense of alignment inside where it was like, oh, there was a sense of relaxation. I felt like I finally found the real deal, for lack of a better word.
Well, you did find the real deal. You found you.
Yeah.
See, you stopped trying to fix you and get you to be something that you weren't, and you started living as though you were the way you were, and that was all it took.
Yes.
You know, being yourself is easy because, Marie, there's nothing you need to do to be Marie. You know, you can be you and it's fine. Unless you're comparing yourself to some idea or standard that you hold up as a benchmark for how you're doing in your life.
And that's one of the hallmarks of change, where you are always going forward, trying to be different than you are, trying to improve. Transformation is about getting interested in what is, and when you are really fully centered where you are, before you know it, you are incredibly effective. Let's take a moment and meet Nikki from Missouri, who's called in with a question. You there, Nikki?
Oh, I'm here. Hi, how are
Hi,
you?
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, too.
Thank you. What can we do for you today?
Well, I was actually kind of interested in something you said way at the beginning of the show, talking about, you know, listening through your agenda. And I was kind of wondering, like, how do you really know that you're listening through an agenda, and how do you make yourself stop? I mean, I've never thought of stuff that way before.
I always thought it was a great question, goal-oriented.
Okay.
It's a great question, Nikki. Look, first off, a lot of the way we listen is through our agendas, and you can pretty much figure that you're always listening through agendas. But that's just your starting point, because, see, you can only start. Transformation's great because you start where you are, not where you think you need to be. You don't need to get into the right place to have your life transformed. You just need to be where you are. Now, transformation is based in telling the truth about where you are to yourself. You don't have to spread it out to the world. But if you just start to notice, huh, you catch yourself listening to hear what you want to hear to prove you right about anything, you're certainly then listening through an agenda.
Also, when you said that, you know, how do you get rid of the agendas? Now you have a new one. An agenda to get rid of agendas.
So that's fine, but you see, the principles of transformation are now applicable. You see, if you notice that you have an agenda and you don't resist it, that's all it takes to have it clear up. Just the seeing of it is enough. That's the third principle. First principle, if you resist it, well, then you keep that agenda. And you can only have an agenda when you do.
So that's part of the moment, and you work from it. Kind of. I don't know.
No, the pause is this. When you say you work from it, it still sounds like awful effortful. Like you are working
to
produce something.
To get somewhere. See, we're not trying to get anybody anywhere. We're just talking about this moment of now. It's not about a better you or someday or something that's going to happen. It's about being where you are in this moment, Nikki. That's all it takes. Wouldn't you agree, Marie?
I would. And one of the other things I was thinking of that's always helped me with listening is when you remember that no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. So if you have your attention on simply hearing what that person has to say, by definition, the agenda is going to melt away on its own if you're really there just to catch the communication from the other person.
That's
so it can
perfect.
Be really effortless and fun.
I guarantee you that when Marie came to her first Monday evening with us, Nikki, she had an agenda to find something. She was searching. But as she sat there, the agenda disappeared because she used her ears and it pulled her into the moment. And in
the moment,
agendas fade into the background.
People and what they're saying.
Say again?
Say again.
I said she got caught up in the moment and the interaction and the people, what they were saying, and what was going on right then.
Well, you know, whatever your moment is, you can get caught up in that moment if you're there for it. But if you're thinking about how to produce some results in your life, then you're trying to apply what's being said, so you're not actually there. You're locked in the agenda to fix or change yourself.
But I can tell you, one of the impediments for you is that you're smart.
Well, Marie is smart, too, you see. So she was
I'm very used to having a plan and a goal and, like, concrete things to apply everything to. I think I've always had an agenda.
Right.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you.
We're going to go to a break. If you want to come back, if you have more to ask us, Nikki, you're welcome to hang on the line until this break is over.
Yeah, that was kind of that was kind
come
of.
Come on back,
I
everybody!
We have to
right now. Come
Thank
on back
you.
A moment. Don't miss being here.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Discovering Our True Nature with host Brandon Cohen takes you on a journey into consciousness with guided meditations and a discussion which supports connection with your true self. Join Brandon every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network and discover your true nature.
Never before in the history of live radio have such illuminating revelations challenged everything we thought we knew about the hidden realms. This exceptional mystic, seer, and healer creates a truly amazing bridge across the chasm that has separated man for eons from the unseen worlds of mystery. Join host Al Mean for an extraordinary and enlightening hour by Walking Between the Worlds on Voice America's Seventh Wave Network. Walking Between the Worlds airs live every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Hey, welcome back.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and we're listening on a higher dimension.
Yeehaw.
All right.
We're talking about instantaneous transformation, and today we have our special guest, Marie Forleo, who's been on shows such as The Rachel Ray Show, ABC's 2020, CNN.com, etc.
But she's a health expert for Nike. She's a fitness expert for Nike.
Yeehaw! And a life coach and an author. And welcome back with us, Marie.
Thank you so much.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
I'm wondering how much of a role transformation played in getting your book written, sold, published, etc. A lot of people have projects and things that are near and dear to them, like writing a book or expressing themselves somehow, and it never seems to get completed. So what can you tell them?
One of the things that I learned from you guys that's been so instrumental in me getting everything done was about being fully engaged in my life, what was actually in front of me. And rather than thinking about, oh, I want to do that someday, which is how I used to operate prior to meeting you guys, I've really used working with you to train myself to be in action, and not just crazy driven action trying to get somewhere, but really to be in my life. And if I'm going to do something, if I put my word out there and say I'm going to do it, you know, I keep my word and I go for it. And when it came to the book, you know, there is a lot of kind of traditional wisdom that says, you know, you need to write a proposal and then you need to find an agent and shop it around. And at the particular time that I felt, like, moved to do this book, I was doing so many fitness videos and traveling around with Nike and having a great time, but I had no desire to go that traditional route. And thanks to transformation and operating with my intuition and just really going for what I want rather than what all the typical rules out there say, you know, I just started writing. And that thing came pouring out, and it was really a testament to how I've trained myself to be, thanks to putting myself with you guys and doing workshops and, you know, all the fun stuff that we do.
Hey, speaking of workshops, everybody, we have one, actually a couple, coming up shortly here, the end of the month, March 28th, 29th, and 30th in New York City. We are holding a Money, Success, and Happiness.
The Art of Being Wealthy.
And we are doing the same course, if you're in the European community listening to this, in
Hamburg, Germany.
Correct, on the 18th through the 20th of April. And we're doing also a Freedom to Breathe course on Thursday, April 17th.
Which is a spectacular course that allows you to bypass your thought processes and drop directly into your body. Because your body has a truth, and being in your body is not a cerebral act, and so that workshop is designed to get you centered in yourself through breath, through breathing.
You know, I tell you, it was lovely having Nikki on today, but I can see how normal, lovely people like Nikki are so forward-driven that they have a hard time just relaxing and being exactly where they are. And that was one of the things that you're talking about, Marie, that allowed you to allow the book to pour out rather than being stopped by the
agenda.
Wisdom, ideas, input, and agendas that you've received from other people about how to do it if you're doing it right.
Well, let's for a moment talk about our approach, which is anthropological, not psychological.
Correct.
So an anthropologist studies cultures, and each of us were raised in a culture. So what we know and how we interact with life is basically predetermined by the culture in which we were raised. And I know growing up, now I'm a bit older than some people listening, I'm sure, but I grew up in the 40s, and I know that there were very, very little that I saw about looking at your life and making life choices. People were driven by survival and trying to pay for food for the family, and that was what people did, you know. And so anything outside of the known doesn't exist in the culture we grow up in, whatever that culture may be, wherever in the world it may be. The possibility to discover what's available to you outside of what you were trained or programmed to be able to see creates awesome possibilities.
You know, speaking of possibilities, I remember one of the other things that you guys really supported me on so brilliantly. When I first showed up, I had all these different interests. And, you know, in my family, my parents, my mom, you know, did hair, and she was a beautician, and my dad did a lot in the printing industry. So I had all these varied things. Like, I was passionate in fitness and dance and coaching and writing. And I remember writing in journals, like, praying to God in my journal. I was raised Catholic. Like, please help me figure out what I'm going to do with my life. Because I thought I was just one thing. It was very funny. And one of the brilliant pieces of coaching you guys gave, well, you know, just get engaged. Do whatever's in front of you with excellence. And something in me relaxed. And I realized that it wasn't in my framework prior to meeting you, that I could be multiple things. I thought I had to pick one and stick with it. And it was
right.
So cool to be able to, like, just start going for my passions without trying to slot them into this neat little box. And once I let go of that structure, or it let go of me, that's when everything started to take off. It was really cool.
That's excellent, because I know that there are a lot of people out there today who are listening who limit what's possible for themselves by their ideas. And by the way, I know we've spoken all about Marie's business endeavors today, not all of them, because she is so successful in so many arenas, but she's added into that a very incredible relationship with her fiancé, Josh Pice, and she now has a stepson, or soon-to-be stepson, Zane, and a really incredible person. So it includes being able to have a successful career and a family, and I never see you as thinking of it as juggling them. It's more rich than that.
Oh, absolutely. I was just, you know, today we're out in Sag Harbor, out in Long Island, and it was so beautiful because, you know, I could wake up, had work to do on my laptop, and then Josh made some oatmeal and Zane's on spring break, so we were all playing with the guitar, and then, you know, came back upstairs. And that wouldn't have been possible, because I know my mind used to have things very, very, very structured, where this is my work time and nothing can encroach upon my work time. And it's become this beautiful flow, and you're absolutely right, Ariel. It just feels like my life. It doesn't feel segmented or like I have to juggle.
Well, you see, transformation, Marie, is inclusive. It's not exclusive. Change is exclusive. With change, you focus in on what you have to do and try to exclude everything else from entering into your reality. With transformation, things happen, but if you don't try to push them away, if you embrace them, they complete themselves in an instant. And you're back to what you were up to a moment before, rather than trying to push away your life as it's showing up.
Right.
I've noticed something really strong happen for you, Marie, that I admire you for. And, I mean, I admire you for many things, but something in particular has happened in your life recently. I know you participated in our self-discovery adventures in Costa Rica this year, and it was notable how so many people came this year not to pick on themselves or to sort out problems, but to expand what was possible in their own self-discovery. I saw that happen for you. But what I'm seeing is that you're walking living, breathing, sharing transformation, so that who you are is an invitation to other people to have instantaneous transformation for themselves.
And discover their greatness, because you see, most of us are so lost in our internal conversations that find us somehow substandard, somehow less than what we think we ought to be. So we're not just living our lives, we're living our lives in a complaint about how we're doing. We're second-guessing ourselves. And that's just a difficult way to go through life. And I did that for the first 40-some years of my life. About 23 years ago, I guess, Ariel and I had a transformational shift that shocked everybody who knew us.
And it's replicatable.
And that's what Marie is talking about in living her life with ease rather than constantly stressing to get what she thinks will make her better.
It's so true. It's, you know, I have different groups of friends and different networks and things I belong to, and I was speaking to a girlfriend a few weeks ago, and she said, God, no, you're doing so great. She goes, do you ever have problems? And I told her, I said, of course I have things that pop up that either surprise me or, you know, are not what I expect. I said, but I can't really remember the last time I had a major, quote-unquote, problem. It is such a miracle, and I'm so thankful to have met you guys when I did and to be a part of the community and to share this with people, because it is such a gift, and it makes such a huge difference in every part of your life. It's just awesome.
We're going to come back after the break, talk more with Marie, but also we'll just talk just for a moment about problems and how to dissolve problems. So come on back. Don't miss being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, instantaneous transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Discovering Our True Nature with host Brandon Cohen takes you on a journey into consciousness with guided meditations and a discussion which supports connection with your true self. Join Brandon every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network and discover your true nature. Tune into Inner Speak Soul Adventures Talk Radio Show every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, and learn how to let go of your past and create the reality you desire and deserve, allowing your inner communication to take place more easily without the interference of our noisy mind chatter or your ego. Inner Speak Soul Adventures with Gene Adrian, right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. 7th Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. Hey, Marie, you still there?
I'm still here.
Well,
okay.
Good.
Just touching on what we were finishing at the end there about problems.
in a problem-solution framework, that's change.
And that's all there is, because you see, for every solution, you create new problems. Transformation is a very different way about going about life. Transformation includes the circumstances as they are, not to try to change them or fix them, but to see them. Now, if you're in this current moment of now, there are no problems. There are circumstances that may either not be your preference, but if you are present to your life as it is in this moment, problems are all based on the past and going off into the future. And if you look, you'll see that those things that you consider problems are how life will turn out someday, not this moment. If you are here in this moment, that's enough to have a magical life. Right now, nothing to do.
Hey, Marie, I have a fun kind of personal question for you.
Sure.
As we mentioned earlier in the show, Shai and I are in New York City having a Money, Success, and Happiness, The Art of Being Wealthy weekend, March 28th through 30th, and I know you're coming.
Yes.
Now, my question is this. If I were listening to the show, I'd be very impressed with what you're up to in your life and your credentials.
And what you've accomplished so far.
And we haven't even told them everything about you, I mean, because there's so much of it. Like, you were valedictorian at Seton Hall University and bachelor's degree in
finance. I told you she was smart.
Yeah, et cetera.
Smart.
So why are you coming to do another course if you are not working on yourself? Why are you coming?
Well, you know, there's a couple reasons, and they're all important. And one of the things that I discovered over the years of being with you guys is that transformation is a skill set that I strengthen. My ability to be centered in myself and to make a difference in other people's lives and to expand what's possible not only in my business but in every area, my family, people that I love, my friends, it really is a skill set that gets strengthened over time. And, you know, I have a lot of experience in the health and fitness industry, and I often tell people this when I'm talking to them about transformation. You know, it's a paradox because it happens in an instant. And like when you go to the gym to work out your bicep muscle, you know, the more that you do those bicep curls and different things, that muscle gets stronger and you naturally build stamina and strength over time. So one of the reasons that I keep coming back is because my ability to really be centered and be clear and have a magnificent life keeps growing exponentially, and I can't explain it, but it's kind of like electricity. Like, I can't explain electricity, but I use it because it works.
So that's great. I like that metaphor.
Yeah, I have another question for you. I know that there have been times in your...
What? You said there were two things.
Oh, what's the second thing? Was that it?
Oh, yeah, that second thing was I love making a difference in other people's lives, and I love coming out with all the people that come to the workshops, and that, you know, I have clients coming to the workshop with me. Friends.
Yeah, that's so great. Hi, Brock. One of your clients from Texas is coming up and joining us. There's a bunch of folks that are going to be there with you, and that's another thing I admire about you, Marie, that you're being vulnerable. You're not, like, hiding pieces of yourself because there's nothing to hide.
Right.
That's one of the neat things about transformation when you are
honest
and here. And actually, that was my question for you. Have you noticed that the more you're honest, the more the transformation has become a strong presence in your life?
Effortlessly.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, for me, it's in every area. And it's so cool because, you know, I'll catch places within myself where if I'm not being fully honest, I can start to see how my well-being, you know, starts sliding away. And it's fun. It's, like, really cool to just continue playing and continue to discover, you know, my ability to really be fully honest and truthful in each moment, you know, to the best of my ability. And then if I ever, you know, not say something directly or not speak my truth fully, I'm so much less likely these days to beat on myself for it, and I just say, oh, you know what, I didn't realize this, or I'll speak to people and let them know what I'm feeling or what's happening inside of me. And it transforms in an instant. It is so cool.
So in other words, you can't blow it. You can only have your life.
Right.
That's really excellent, because a lot of people are looking to do things the right way rather than to get interested in how they're living their life and what else they can see.
Yeah, and I mean, and I have that in me. I absolutely have the quote-unquote desire to do it right. You know, that's something that lives in me, but through practicing is kind of an odd word, but it's the only word that's coming to my mind, but through just really practicing being here, you know, that mechanic, that wanting to do it right mechanic has so fallen away, you know, and it shows up from time to time, but it doesn't feel like it's the driving force in my life. It's just, oh, there it is, big deal, you know, and I feel so much more free to give myself permission to just go for things, you know, and if I misstep or something's a little off, it's really easy to just clean it up.
Well, you know, we Ariel and I had for many, many, many years searched for ways to be enlightened, if you will, or live in a state of well-being, in a transformed state. And, you know, during our search, we came across different schools of enlightenment. And there was one in the 17th century in Japan called the Clear Eye School of Enlightenment. And Ariel and I have developed our own school of enlightenment. We call it the Slack Jaw School of Enlightenment. And as you were talking, you reminded me of it, that when you see something that's been a dominant force in your life, if you just notice it and go, I did that, that relaxation, that seeing without judging yourself for being the way you are, allows those behaviors to complete instantaneously.
You know, and it's fun, too, and it's funny. I mean, I have a great time now.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because there was times that you wanted to look good and you wanted to do it right, and so to admit or acknowledge that there was difficulty in your life, in any aspect of your life, was challenging, and the more you resisted that, the more painful it was.
It's interesting, Marie. During that time frame, I would have described you as brittle. Like there was something kind of crunchy around the outside holding you up, and that now that you've let that fall away, this vulnerability that you have is so exceptionally strong, and exceptional strength is how I mean to articulate it. It's so lovely.
Your vulnerability makes you available to people so they can relax into being themselves rather than have to prove that they're doing okay.
In fact, last night, Shai and I happened to have a phone call with one of Marie's clients who we were meeting for the first time. This gentleman was telling us that he was listening to our podcasts, which, by the way, if you want to listen to, you can sign up for. You can listen to the archives up on our website. Just go to transformationmadeeasy.com. He downloaded several of them, and he was listening to them in his car on a road trip and had a fundamental shift in his life just by listening to them. I'm recommending to people that you not only listen for yourself, but share the link with your friends. Share this show with your friends, because when you have a community of people around you who are living in a transformed lifestyle, the next thing you know, your life will transform even deeper. Hey,
Marie, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you all for joining us. Please come back next week for being here.
And we'll have Marie back to talk about relationships later. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye.
Until next being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.